and holiness unto thee. Lord, we first have to commit ourselves and lay our lives open before thee. But we're often burdened and tossed with divers and diverse trials and tribulations. Our lives are laid open before thee in the world, O God. But we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that you will lead and guide us in the everlasting truth of your word.
Yes, God.
For you've been our help in ages past and our hope for years to come. You are our shelter from life's stormy past. You are our one eternal hope.
Yes, sir.
And though we are filled many times with sorrow and pain and despair,
yes, God.
The way seems cloudy and death is among us, oh God, and there's trials and tribulations all around us. We know that there is nothing hid from thee, oh God.
Yes,
oh Lord, we ask you that you would just lead and guide us by your Holy Spirit, that we would walk in your truth,
yes.
That we would walk in your life,
yes.
That we would walk in your word and to walk according to your will and walk according to your way, because you are God and beside thee, there is none other. Oh Lord, just as Adam and Eve tried to hide in the Garden of Eden,
yes,
oh Lord,
yes,
you see all things. All people are naked before your face, oh God.
Yes, yes,
there's nothing that we can hide from thee, oh Lord. So we pour our hearts to thee.
Yes, oh God. Thank you.
We pour out our prayers and our supplications, oh God. We pour out our anguish and despair and our fears before thee, oh God.
Yes,
prepare us for worship. Prepare us for praise. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend to heaven, thou art there.
Yes, sir.
If I make my bed in hell, yea, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand guide me, and thy right hand shall hold me up. You are God. There's nothing hid from thee. From my rising in the morning to my laying down at night.
Thank
you, God. You know my innermost parts.
Hallelujah, God.
You know my heart. You know the desires of my heart.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, Lord, attend to my supplication and prayer.
Help me, God.
Lift me up to a higher plane that I might rejoice in the God or rock of my salvation.
Yes, oh, God.
That I will bless your name among all the people of the world.
Yes, God.
Amongst your people and amongst the heathen, O Lord, I will lift your name up.
Yes, God.
And yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death,
yes, oh God.
I know that thou art with me.
Yeah, Lord.
Thou hast promised never to leave me nor forsake me.
Yes,
oh God. Thou wilt always be with me.
Hallelujah.
And I will cry out to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For you are my only help and strength.
Yes, God.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Blessed be the people of God.
Hallelujah, God.
Blessed be the saints of the Most High, God.
Hallelujah, God.
Prepare our hearts, O Lord, for worship.
Yes, please, Jesus.
Prepare our hearts for praise.
Bless you.
And let us know this thing, that our lives are not ours anymore.
That's right.
But they're bought and paid for Christ.
Yes.
The precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
So
prepare our hearts, O Lord. Prepare our mind. Prepare our body.
Yes, O God.
Wash us as with hyssop.
Please,
and make us white as snow.
Yes, O Lord.
Purge us and polish us and perfect us and purify us for the work of the gospel,
God.
That they may know that we are the children of the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
And that we declare that God is God and there's nothing like Him. Let the light of your glory shine on your people.
Please, God.
Let the light of the glory shine on your messenger today.
Hallelujah.
That we rejoice in you, God, the author and finisher of our faith.
Yes, sir.
This is our prayer in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.
Turn your attention just a moment, if you would, to the 10th chapter of Mark. Mm-hmm. I'm going to begin with the 46th verse. Disciples and a great number of people flocked to Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. And they came to Jericho.